Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Katie Gallagher, Spin News anchor, has her finger on the pulse of what's happening, and she joins us in studio now with all of the things you don't want to miss this week. Good afternoon to you, Katie.
Good afternoon. Thanks.
How's
for having
it going?
Me back. Good, all good. The sun's out. What's not to love?
The sun's out, which is probably why I haven't seen all of this stuff or been across all of it. But you're going to give us the heads up on what we should be investing our time into. Will we go to a clip of the first movie?
Mm-hmm. The clients want to increase their female market share. Above all, women just want to feel heard, right?
I think they want to be heard.
Alex, I'm in the middle of an idea, but it's so good to have you in the room. I really appreciate it.
God, what a punchable face.
Hey.
Can you tell us what happened, love? You on any medication? The pill?
The pill?
Look after that pretty face, all right?
What? Ruby, give me an ice pack.
Shall I pick up your dry cleaning as well? She's a
lead. I love the confusion he has even with that question. That's Ladies First. It's out on Netflix and it's a new movie. And in the spirit of it being sunny and we don't want to be in too long, it's an hour and a half, my favourite type of movie.
Yeah.
So this is a comedy. You've seen it. I think you loved it too. Starring Sacha Baron Cohen and Rosamund Pike, who we both love. And very smart gender reversal, as we saw or heard there. He hits his head on a pole. He's this big executive. He actually works for Guinness, is what they're actually going off. He's a big executive for them. He's kind of really downplaying the role of women. He has to hire a woman just for, you know, hitting his targets. And then he runs into this pole while he's running after her, trying to get rid of her. And suddenly everything shifts. She's in charge. He wakes up. The world is a woman's world. It's almost like Barbie, but more adult humour, a little bit sharper, funnier and less deep, I would say.
And there's just so many good digs in there, isn't there?
There's so many digs. Know? We heard a few there already.
We heard a few, but just, you know, an explainer for people who haven't seen it. As soon as I see Rosamund Pike's name, by the way, I'm in. I just think she is a brilliant actor and generally she's in good stuff.
Yeah. And as well, when I first started, it's one of those where I thought, is this going to be a bit silly? Because it's one of those you kind of have to wait a sec. And sometimes as well, when it's this formulaic kind of thing of, oh, they wake up and everything's different, it's a different day. Sometimes I'm like, I can't do this again. But I thought with the cast and with her there, there has to be good bones to this. And there is. She's brilliant. Fiona Shaw's in there and she actually plays a really funny character. Richard E. Grant, like there's a great cast there, but it is funny, it's sharp and it's short and snappy. I think it's definitely worth a little watch
it
if you want to cool down in the evenings.
It is worth your time. Absolutely. So we're going to Four Seasons next. Let's have a listen.
The perfect spot. You were right. This is the perfect spot. He would have loved this.
I hereby declare this annual Nick Weekend. May we all come here together for the rest of our lives.
No.
Let's just go. I want to
love you madly. I've been asking myself what this next chapter of our lives is going to be.
What would Nick say if he were here?
Yeah, so that's Four Seasons. That's on Netflix as well. And season two is out this Thursday. So if you haven't seen season one, spoiler alert, the second season picks up after a very tragic end of the season. So again, this is a big cast. Steve Carell's there, Tina Fey. It's actually co-written by her. So it is that kind of funny comedy, but also it's about friendships and grief and kind of how middle-aged kind of friendships have to carry themselves. And they're going on these basically seasonal getaways with each other, this big group of friends for years. But in the first season, we saw that they went through lots of kind of pits and peaks and they had some good times, some bad times, ending with the tragic end of season one. I'll not spoil it in case anyone does want to go back and have a look, but it picks up after that. So this season we're going to see there's a pregnancy reveal we just saw at the end, and it's going to be them trying to getting on board with this new baby on board with their trips and kind of this extra person that has to come into the group, how they're going to navigate that. And it's just one of those that's kind of, I'd say, nearly for not even like the younger crowd, but I think it's something for like that middle-aged kind of thing of friendships and how you maintain that with life going on and relationships and how they change and how you actually make time for that. And it's just, it's smart, it's funny, but it's kind of lighthearted as well. But there is
a
lot
bit
in
like
it.
Is it White Lotus-y in terms of simultaneous stories happening?
Yes, there's lots of stories happening, but they do intertwine because they are this big friend group. So it is kind of like that, but they actually are more connected than that, I guess. And more, I'd say, like an older version of Friends later on in life, trying to keep it together. All their lives have gone on, their marriages are kind of all starting to not unravel, but you know, there's just issues that have come up and kind of how they all navigate that. And as I say, it was very popular when it first came out. Season two is actually kind of quick. It was only out last year, but it was so popular that I suppose they made it very quickly. It had 24 million views in the first 2 weeks, the last time it came out. So Thursday, I'd say try and catch up if you aren't too busy out in the sun this week. If you have, they're half an hour episodes, 8 episodes. So there's time to catch up.
Oh, you can kind of burst through them fairly fast.
Yes. Yeah. So it's one of those easy, quick
watches. And Tina Fey, I mean, once exactly. you see her name, it's going exactly. to be kind of smart and sassy.
Don't do what I did though. When I first watched it, I accidentally went to the last episode and I thought, oh my God, is this one of those that goes back? No, I just ruined the whole thing and then watched the whole thing. So don't do that.
So you're recommending that. That's 4 seasons, the new season yes. on Netflix. Okay. Yes. To your book of the week.
To my book of the week, Good Vibes, Good Life. As you can see, the sun has very much influenced my choices this week. This is a lovely self-help book by Vex King. You might see him on Instagram, his kind of quotes and stuff. But I picked this up and actually I'm doing 75 hertz, so I have to read 10 pages of a non-fiction self-help book all the time. And this one is one I've been loving recently. Very
positive. What are you
positive,
doing? Sorry, explain that to
75
us.
Hertz. So it's just a fitness challenge.
Okay.
But kind of a discipline challenge. So you have to read 10 pages as well every day of a self-help kind of book or like something non-fiction.
Positive affirmation.
Yeah, but this is like practical advice.
That's
on
so
how
Gen
to change
Z of you, you know that.
And I'm on the cusp. I identify as a millennial because I'm on the cusp. Okay?
Are you?
I'm 97. Okay. So I go the other way. But I actually think this is lovely. This week, I finished this book just on Sunday, reading for the whole day in the grass. And I came out honestly thinking I could change the world and my dreams and the world is my oyster.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's self-love positivity, but also kind of how to deal with maybe negative vibes, how to put goals out there in a more realistic way, how to realise the world's not against you, but maybe things are happening for you rather than to you, which I always kind of like to think manifestation, goal setting, mindfulness, but it's not a lot of like hocus pocus. It actually is a bit more practical, I think. Mm-hmm. And he himself brings in his own kind of experiences that have influenced him to actually start writing this. Oprah's a big lover of this book, which I always kind of go for. I kind of always kind of look to see what she's loving. And yeah, just kind of life habits.
Is it a good follow on from the Mel Robbins stuff?
Yeah, but this would have been kind of before that. But yeah, it definitely is. And okay. I think it's just how you can put in these little habits and just have it in your head that, you know, you can change things yourself just even just by shifting your mindset slightly.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, Good Vibes, Good Life is the book.
Good Vibes, Good Life.
Moving to something that I'm going to on Friday. Let's have a listen.
And we watched.
Oh, love him.
Time go by. Well, I told her, ask me anything. She asked me how to cry. And when I think of you, I know forever I will be happy as the fool, because together we are free.
So it's all kicking off St. Anne's Park this weekend. You're going Saturday. I'm going Friday. That is Amble, for anyone who doesn't know. Hugely successful Irish band.
Know? How could you not know?
So you're not going on Friday?
I'm not going on Friday because I'm actually not there Saturday either, but I'm recommended it. I'm in Ballyshannon this weekend. It's the Rory Gallagher Festival.
Okay.
If Andrew was here, we'd be screaming that.
She would appreciate
home.
That.
She'd be
yes.
like, I'm sure she'd be there too. But no, I'm not. But I'm raging because I love Amble. But I have seen them 3 times, so I'll let someone else have a go.
It's funny. I saw them just before Christmas, actually, in the Three Arena. So I'm kind of excited to see them in a different space.
Yeah.
St. Anne's Park, I haven't been there in years. Some people love that as a kind of concert
I love it
space.
As a venue.
Do you? And some people hate it.
I like it because there's room. There's no mad queues. Everything's kind of there. You don't lose anyone.
You're talking my language,
Katie.
It's
a lovely setup. There's only so many people, and I love St. Anne's. I have such a soft spot for it.
Yeah.
So I just think it's the perfect way to kick off the summer of gigs.
Yeah.
And Amble. The dulcet tones.
Oh, they're just gorgeous to listen to, aren't they? And CMAT. Well, it will all kick off on Saturday night.
Yeah, on Saturday night. So this is one of her biggest Irish gigs. And there's actually still some tickets. If you go on Ticketmaster, the verified resellers, there is some I've been looking. So if you are looking, and I obviously recommend that that's the way to do it because that's the safest way. But there is some there. So if you do need some, and she's playing later on as well in Cork next month. But CMAT's there this Saturday.
So if you want something to get you in the mood, here's CMAT. Her lyrics are so good, aren't they? She's so good.
Brilliant. So I'm so excited. I'll see her at Electric Pick this year, and I saw her before, but she's brilliant. And do you know what? Saturday night vibes. Like, do you know what a lovely way to kick off the bank holiday between Amble, CMAT. Perfect.
It's all going off,
isn't
it?
Going
actually
off.
I think Snow Patrol are on Sunday night. Is
oh,
that
Sunday?
Right? In St. Anne's Park.
Oh great.
I think so.
It's all happening. I love the start of the concert.
And actually
season.
It's kind of catering for different
it is.
Genres.
I like
as well.
That as well about St. Anne's, when they kind of do that. They do seem to do that. They break up the nights well like that. But it's actually a great venue, and if you're lucky enough to have tickets, have a lovely
What's your take on the Marley Park venue? as a concert location?
So hard to get to and from. It's I really have to plan so far ahead for that's the only thing that gets me. But I do like the idea, but I'd be a bigger fan of Malahide sometimes for that.
Oh, Malahide is a great location.
I do love the Malahide gigs. Yes. And I happen to find myself there most of the nights. I kind of set myself up. And also, you can get those buses to and from town, and they're a great thing because the trains, if you get, you nearly have to leave 2-3 songs before to make any of those. You're never going to get a taxi.
My husband is mad for gigs, but he's also mad for leaving like a song or two before the end.
You can
and
go on
I
your
just
own.
Think that's a buzzkill.
No, I'm not doing that.
It's
you can
too
go on your
practical,
own.
Isn't it?
It's generally the songs that I go for as well. That,
but they're
it's
always
those
the
last
biggest
two songs.
Moments.
Absolutely not. Book the bus, get the band, and you'll be in town in no time. And then you can make your way from there.
Katie Gallagher, pleasure as always. Someone says first two seasons of Four Seasons are very good and very funny, so they're loving your recommendations. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks
on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.